International Broadcasting Company brings you transcribed from Hollywood, The Martin and Lewis Show, featuring Flo McMichael, Sheldon Leonard, Ben Alexander, Dick Stabile and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, Dean and Jerry are back in Hollywood again, after a month in New York, where they appeared in person at the Paramount Theater with their picture, My Friend Irma. Right now, we find them in their dressing room backstage here at NBC, getting ready for their first broadcast since their return.
Ah, Jerry, isn't it wonderful to get back to Hollywood?
Yeah, Dean. Gee, I enjoyed those trips on a Super Chief. When we went east, I lay in my berth and listened to the wheels go, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis.
Well, that was very flattering of him. What did the wheels say on the return trip?
Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin. Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin.
Well, how'd I get in there?
There was one bad wheel.
That's stupid of me to ask. Well, anyway, Jerry, we're home. We feel good. We had a wonderful time in New York, and we made a lot of new friends.
That's right, Dean. We did have a lot of fun in New York. Except that one terrible day.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
That one awful day when we got the message from Hal Wallace, our producer.
You remember, Jerry, we were sitting in our hotel room
when the bellhop knocked on our door.
Come in!
Telegram from Martin and Lewis.
I'll take it. Here you are, friend. This is better than a tip. It's a pass to see Dean and me and my friend Irma at the Paramount.
I seen the picture.
Really? Then do you recognize me? I'm in a picture. I'm the one who gets all the laughs.
No kidding.
Sure.
Well, all I gotta say is them picture people sure did a wonderful makeup job on you, Marie.
Well, wasn't he nice, Marie?
Yeah, I thought he was very nice. Marie!
Oh, come on, what about the telegram? Well, what does it say?
Listen to this, Dean. Arrive New York tomorrow. We'll discuss next picture. Get tickets to South Pacific, Hal Wallace.
Tickets to South Pacific? How can we get them, Jerry? It's almost impossible to get tickets for that show.
But if Hal Wallace wants to use us in another picture, we gotta be nice to him, Dean. This is a crucial moment in our lives. It's like our first day at school, or our first pair of long pants, or the first time we realized that girls weren't just boys with junk in their pockets.
Well, you know, I guess it is important. Well, let's start looking for some tickets. Come on, let's walk over to Broadway. We'll try the Majestic Theater first.
Gee, Dean, I get so tired crossing those musical bridges. Well, here's the Majestic Theater, Dean. Go ahead, ask the man in the box office for tickets.
Okay, how do you do? I'd like three tickets to South Pacific.
All right, here are three on the center aisle, fourth row.
Gee, that's wonderful. When are they for?
July 1952.
Look, mister, we gotta have tickets.
Impossible. The only guy around here who can get tickets is Ezio Pinza.
Pinza? All right, where is he? Let's talk to him.
Do you know Pinza?
Do we know him? Why, this man here is his father.
His father?
Sure, what do you think? Ezio's my bambino.
There, you see?
But he's younger than Pinza. How could he be his father?
It's a very backward family.
Very backward family.
You see, he's really younger than Pinza. We know that. And the reason that he would be younger than Pinza is that it's a backward family, which means they took their time with him, and it's all a foe. I wish I was dead.
Now, listen, I don't have any time for kidding around. There are no seats. Good day.
Good day.
Let's try the advance sales window over here. Say, miss, have you got any tickets for South Pacific? It's very important.
I'm sorry, but we don't... No, it couldn't be. It's you.
Sure, it's me.
Yeah, it's him. And I know he is him, because I am me and him is he.
Don't you remember me, Dean? I went to school with you in Steubenville. The Alexander Kasha Grammar School.
You're not...
Yes, I'm none other than Bessie Bellringer.
Gee, ain't it a small world?
Yes, it's really a small world.
You're right. Sure, small world.
Well, it's rather hard to get big ones nowadays. Look, Dean, how about the tickets?
Oh, it's so wonderful standing here and talking to you, Deanie.
Say, Bessie, I do kind of remember you. You wore pigtails.
Yes. Daddy used to get them down at the slaughterhouse.
Listen, Bessie, this has been a pleasure, but we've got to get tickets.
I've always been in love with you, Dean. Do you think that's bold of me?
I think it's very bold for a girl. I wouldn't think of telling Dean that I love him, and I'm a man.
Forgive me, Dean.
Oh, don't worry, Bessie. I understand. Now, tell me, honey, are there any tickets to South Pacific?
No, Dean, there are none.
Come on, Dean. Let's grab a cab and find a ticket agency. We got to get those tickets for Hal Wallace. Hey, taxi!
Oh, Dean, is this goodbye?
No, Bessie. This is only our of... Off we... Yeah, but I guess this is goodbye.
Come on, Dean.
Where to?
Oh, we gotta find a place that's got tickets to South Pacific.
Oh, I'll take you to a place down by the waterfront, but don't tell nobody where I take you. I wouldn't like to get the mob sore at me.
Why? What would they do?
They'd shove my meter down my throat and I'd tick to death.
Come on, take us there, will you, cabbie?
Okay.
You know, I like this town, Jerry. Look at that skyline. Look, there's the Squibb building.
Yeah, that's really a wonderful building.
What's so wonderful about the Squibb building?
Oh, it doesn't have any elevators, you know. They just put you in a tube and squeeze the bottom.
Well, this is a new age.
Hey, Jerry, let's turn on the radio, huh?
Or if you wish, try the large economical family size. And if you don't have a large economical family, get rid of them. Now we'll hear Dean Martin singing, "I Can't Give You Anything But Love."
Well, what do you know? I'm going to hear me sing.
This is a sneaky way of getting around the fact that the cab doesn't hold an orchestra. Go ahead, Dean.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. You dream a while and you scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness and a guess. Well, all the things you think that I pine for, gee, but I like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets Woolworth ain't gonna sell to you, baby, till the lucky day, you know, darn well, baby. Well, I can't give you nothing but love, but I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of. Oh, baby, you dream a while and you scheme a while, you're sure to find what happiness. And it gets all things you think that are pine for, gee, but I like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth ain't gonna sell to you, baby, till the lucky day, you know, darn well, baby. Well, I can't give you anything but love.
Well, fellas, there's a building over there in the corner, that broken down, crummy old place with the windows missing.
Gee, what a tough looking street. Well, what was that?
Oh, someone gets murdered here every night at 10 o'clock.
Well, why don't you call the police and have them put a stop to it?
No. Then how would I know when it's 10 o'clock? Okay, now you fellas go over to that basement entrance. Just tell them the squealer sent you and you'll get your tickets.
Gee, thanks. We'll forget you for this.
Okay.
Well, he's gone, Jerry, and we're all alone.
This must be right in the slums. It's old, musty buildings. The shutters boarded up, no lights. Gee, I'm getting scared, Dean.
Sure is a funny place to come to get theater tickets. Well, come on.
Boy, it's really dark, ain't it?
Jerry.
What?
Why are you keeping your hands in your pockets?
If I take them out, they keep folding across my chest.
Ah, come on. We're making a big thing out of nothing. There's nothing to be afraid of. I bet there's nothing around here but a few harmless spiders.
One of them must be ticklish. Gee, Dean, I wish we were home and I...
Listen, Jerry. Someone's coming. They're opening the door.
Well, that's strange. I thought I heard someone knocking at the door.
Oh, that was just us. But what's so strange about that?
There isn't any door.
There isn't any door.
Look, I don't know who you are, but the squealer sent us down here to get some tickets.
Straight ahead.
Sounds like a loser on Hollywood Calling. Oh, come on, Jerry.
Hey, I see a chink of light up ahead. Let's walk down this hallway.
Gee, it's dark in here. I can't see anything. But it's some kind of a room here. Wait. I'll strike a match. There. Hey, Dean, look. There's some kind of a secret code spelled out on this wall.
Secret code?
Yeah, it says R-U... And then B, D, O, N, and then T, B, L, O, T.
Let me see. Oh, Jerry, that's rub, don't blot.
Hey, anybody in here? Hey, anybody around? Anybody here?
Nobody but just us ticket scalpers.
Hey, that sounded like our old friend Soapy Leonard. Here's the light switch.
Hiya, pals. Welcome to Ciro's.
Soapy, what are you doing in a place like this?
I don't know. Just naturally sloppy, I guess.
So you're a ticket scalper, eh?
Oh, yeah, sure. I get lots of records. Say, how about some nice retread tires, eh? Yeah. Only $80 a piece.
Honest? Oh, boy, give me 4 for my car, 2 for my Uncle Rudolph, and my Aunt Harriet needs a couple.
Ah, stop it, Jerry. The war is over.
The war is over, eh? Well, how do you like that? You forget to look at the paper one day and a whole world changes.
Gee, Soapy, a few weeks ago, you were a real nice guy. And here you are now in this low-class dive scalping tickets. How did you come to this so fast?
Took a correspondence course. But enough of this idle chit-chat. Tell me, fellas, what can I do for you, eh?
Oh, well, it's very important that we get to see South Pacific.
Oh, South Pacific, eh? Well, the best I can do is $25 a piece for SRO.
You mean standing room only?
No, second row outside. Those are the only ones, you see, they're the only ones I got downstairs. But I'll tell you, you are in luck.
In luck?
Yes, sir. Today happens to be the day of Soapy Leonard's $100 one-cent sale.
Oh, well, we gotta have those tickets. Okay, Soapy, we'll take advantage of your one-cent sale. Here's your $100.
Thank you. Here's your 1 cent.
Oh, look, Soapy, we're not kidding. We really need 3 tickets awful bad.
Oh, you need them bad, eh? Well, okay. You see, pals, it just so happens that right here in my pocket, I have got... What?
All right, set them up, you guys. Hey, this joint's raided.
Oh, come on, guys, scram. Let's get out of here fast.
Get that guy's heading for the window.
Well, that one got away, but I've got the rest of the mob.
Rest of the mob? But officer, we're not part of a mob. We came here to buy tickets to South Pacific. You can't do this to us.
We can't, huh? Come on.
Oh, now, let's... Cut it out. What are you pulling around here?
Here they are, Chief.
All right, you guys. Into this room. We know how to take care of guys like you.
You can't push Jerry Lewis around. They tried to keep me in stir before, but they learned their lesson. They put me in solitary, gave me nothing but bread and water, but I escaped.
How did you escape?
Shot my way out with spitball.
We'll find out about this ticket scalping racket right now. I'll strap this lie detector on your arm.
How does this lie detector work?
The needle stands still, you're telling the truth. If it moves, you're lying. Okay, I'll turn it on. All right. What's your name?
Sir Stafford Cripps.
Gee, look at that.
What's the needle doing? Is it moving?
Moving? It's knitting a sweater.
Come on, look, officer. We're Martin and Lewis. We wanted to get tickets to South Pacific.
Well, there's no use keeping you guys here. You're either Martin and Lewis or a couple of refugees from Bellevue. Now get out of here before we decide to give you the third degree.
The third degree? You can't give me the third degree. If anybody gives me the third degree, I'll do it. Okay, Lewis, start talking.
I will not.
If you don't, you'll be sorry.
You can't scare me.
Where were you last night at 11:30?
I better not answer. You were with me.
Oh, smart, eh? Take that and that.
Jerry, watch what you're swinging. What are you doing? You're liable... Oh! Oh!
How do you like that? Look, Chief, on the floor in a heap. The little guy knocked out his partner and himself, too. Wow!
Hey, where are we, Jerry?
I don't know. I never saw this place before.
Gee, look at the coconut trees.
Yeah. And look at those houses with the grass roofs.
Yeah, and look what's coming along the beach.
Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my. Look at all those beautiful girls in the grass skirts. Ooh, I do believe I have died and gone to Pismo Beach.
Ah, but Jerry is wrong. They aren't in Pismo Beach at all. They're on an island in the South Pacific, shipwrecked. They've been stranded on the island for 3 years now. They haven't seen any other human being except each other. They've been together constantly, day and night, for 3 years. I wouldn't say they were getting on each other's nerves, but, well, let's listen.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Dean.
Well, Jerry, what are we going to do today?
Well, let's walk around the island once again. Maybe we'll see somebody at last.
That's a good idea. Come on, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Look here in the sand. A footprint.
A footprint?
Yeah, after all these years, a footprint.
Oh, nuts, low heels.
Oh, well, let's get going, Dean. The walk around the island will do us good. Hey, Dean, look. Do my eyes deceive me? Walking along the beach towards us. It's a girl. In fact, she's the most beautiful thing I ever... Hello, miss.
Hello, boys. My name is Tondalea Thompson. Sadie's little girl. How are you, Mr. Teensup?
Me? Oh, but my name isn't Pienza, ma'am. I'm not Ezio Pienza.
Oh, Mr. Pienza, you're wonderful.
No, but lady, I'm trying to tell you, I'm not Pienza.
Oh, Mr. Pienza, when you sing, it does something to me.
Yeah, but you've got to believe me, lady. I'm not Ezio Pienza.
Oh, Mr. Pienza, when you sing, I want to take you into my arms and hug you and kiss you and love you and love you and love you and love you. Well...
I'm enchanted you.
So you're Sadie Thompson's little girl, huh? Where's Sadie now?
Oh, she's over at the mission, packing fruit.
Yeah.
Good old mission pack.
My father is Jojo Jojo. He's the head cannibal on this island. He just finished eating Robinson.
Robinson Crusoe?
No, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Daddy's got a sweet tooth.
Well, I'm getting out of here. I've had enough of the South Pacific.
Oh, don't go. Don't go. I know a little place around the corner where we can be alone. Sam, the beachcomber's place.
Oh, I've heard of that place. It's famous all over the world. That's the place that has that wonderful new television set. It's wonderful.
What's so wonderful about the new television set?
It's got a special device on it, and you just press a button and you don't get Arthur Godfrey.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Hello, boy. Welcome to Sound the Beachcomber. What you gonna have?
I'll have a planet's punch.
Okay.
Oh, stop clowning, Jerry. Say, look at that orchestra. Do you think anyone would mind if I sang with him?
No, of course not. It's our dream.
Sing, pal.
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In the land where dollar bills are falling off the trees, on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast, there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon, you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living a la mode on Jupiter or Mars, on a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate, then dream for all your worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Call it with mirth, then dream for all your worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday.
I was beginning to like the South Pacific. The natives were wonderful. They really didn't want much. Just a little fish and poi and the Sears Roebuck catalog. I really do like it down here in the South Pacific. I think I'll marry a nice native girl and settle down. Buy a little grass shack. Get myself a job selling deep freezers to the cannibals. I'll get by. I don't want to go back to civilization. Hey, Dean, are you going to go back to civilization?
Might as well. I haven't got any lines.
Oh, Dean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Forgive me, Dean. Please forgive me.
Of course I forgive you, but...
No, I'm terribly sorry. You don't know how sorry I am. Because if there's anything I can do to tell
you... That's all right. You see, I didn't mean
to... No, forgive me again, Dean. I'm sorry. I'm really and truly and really and truly and truly and really sorry.
Even when he's sorry, he's got all the lines.
But, Dean, I got carried away by all this South Sea Island atmosphere. I just love the South Pacific. South Pacific is in my blood. That's all I dream of is the South Pacific. South Pacific. South Pacific. South Pacific.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Suture.
Suture.
Bill.
Here's the bill, Doctor.
They're coming to now.
Oh, my head.
Oh, my head, too. I feel terrible. Where am I?
Bellevue Hospital.
Oh, I feel terrible. Oh, I'm dying. I'll be here in this hospital for weeks. Where are we?
You're in a private room at the Bellevue Hospital.
How much a day?
$75.
I feel fine. Kenneth, anyone?
Oh, by the way, a few minutes ago, the telegraph office called about a typographical error.
What do you mean, error?
Why, in your telegram.
I finally got a funny straight line. Go ahead.
In your telegram from Hal Wallace, instead of get tickets to South Pacific, it was supposed to read got tickets to South Pacific.
Oh, oh no.
No. You hear that, Dean? Hal Wallace had tickets all the time. And we went down to the slums and got arrested and knocked ourselves out. And we didn't meet Mr. Wallace and he'll be mad at us and never want us to do another picture for him. And Dean?
What?
We made a boo-boo.
Show transcribed in Hollywood is produced by Robert L. Redd and written by Charlie Isaacs, Jack Douglas, Ray Allen, and Dick McKnight. This has been another in the series of stellar radio programs sent your way every day by the National Broadcasting Company. Always tuned to NBC for the best in comedy, drama, music, news, adventure, and mystery. It's all yours for the listening on your local NBC station. Martin and Lewis currently may be seen in the Hal Wallace picture, My Friend Irma. This is Ben Alexander saying goodnight for the Martin and Lewis Show.
Stay tuned for William Bendix and the Life of Riley on NBC.